Today I want to talk to you about Terrell Eldorado Owens. Terrell Owens. T.O. Wide receiver. Born December 7th, 1973 in Alexander City, Alabama. 6'3", 224 pounds. Went to Benjamin Russell High School. Then he was went to college in Chattanooga. In 1996, he was in the third round. He was the 89th pick overall. His career history, San Francisco 49ers, Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas Cowboys, Buffalo Bills, Cincinnati Bengals, and then the Allen Wranglers. And he played an off-season and practice squad member only for the Seattle Seahawks. But listen to these stats. Six-time Pro Bowl. Five-time first-team All-Pro. Three-time NFL receiving touchdowns leader. NFL 2000s All-Decade second team. 1,078 receptions. 15,934 receiving yards. Yards per reception, 14.8. And receiving touchdowns, 153. He is now a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Want to talk about some things, though. Listen to this. When he was cut by the Dallas Cowboys, it wouldn't surprise you because, listen to this background. Terrell Owens, or T.O., went to college at UT Chattanooga. He was drafted in 1996. He has become the best wide receiver in the league at that time in terms of statistic. He trails only Jerry Rice in touchdowns on the all-time NFL list for receivers. He has the record for most pass receptions in the game. He's one of the best wide receivers ever. When he was initially drafted by the San Francisco 49ers, and he made this unbelievable touchdown catch from Steve Young in the 1997 playoffs, he was looking good. But then he took on this persona that some have called toxic leadership. He publicly belittled and degraded his then quarterback, Jeff Garcia, and feuded with his coach, Steve Mariucci. In 2004, T.O. had enough of San Francisco, and he became a free agent. Then he signed with the Philadelphia Eagles and was immediately embraced by the team and city and became a top NFL team. He even came back from a broken leg, suffered shortly before the playoffs, and ended up playing weeks later in the Super Bowl. He looked good in that game, even though they lost to the New England Patriots. Then, that toxic leadership started to show up again. He publicly belittled and degraded Donovan McNabb. He also wanted more money. So, through his agent, he threatened to hold out and not report to training camp. He came back to the team only to start complaining about Donovan McNabb again and the entire Philadelphia Eagles. 2006, the Eagles had enough. They deactivated T.O. from their roster in the middle of the season, and at the end of the season, they released T.O. Then he signs with the Dallas Cowboys, and he's immediately embraced by the team and the city and continues his superior play. Then, what shows up again? Toxic leadership. Even one time he cried over his quarterback, Tony Romo, when the media criticized Romo, but the next year publicly criticized Romo himself for not throwing him the ball enough. T.O. thought Romo and another offensive player, Jason Witten, were drawing up plays without him. So he keeps criticizing Cowboy teammates and management, and in particular, his offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett. In 2009, the Cowboys had enough, and they release him. So what can we say about this? I like how this guy puts it. Talent is talent and can help your team or organization in the short term. No doubt everyone wants the best talent, but if that talent has a continual history of not being able to work well with people, of making people feel uncomfortable, of degrading others, of demoralizing or belittling others, of bad-mouthing projects, people, management, the organization, of spreading rumors, of talking behind people's backs, of believing that life is unfair, of having a sour demeanor all the time, of complaining all the time about anything and everything, of feeling that everyone is against you, of having an inflated ego, of thinking he or she knows everything, of immaturity, of looking out only for him or herself over the best interests of the team or organization, no amount of talent can overcome that amount of toxicity. With all his statistics, this particular one stands out for me. This is the writer. 13 years in the league, Tio has been part of zero Super Bowl championships. People with less talent and far less toxicity have been more effective at helping their team win championships. So, what kind of person do you want to be when it comes to this? It says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 18, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Do you see that? The onus is on us as individuals. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Because sometimes it does depend on you. And the only person that can bring true peace is the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. And so if you have a personality that does not lend itself to that, would you look to him? Some of these things we can do in our own strength. I get it. There's people that have peaceable personalities. But those same people, maybe on the inside, are rumbling like crazy. God wants us to have peace inside out. And peace comes through a relationship with God through the person of Jesus Christ. Then we're not at war anymore. I would encourage you to reach out to him today.